today on Working in the Suburbs.
So Bartok was doing like snap bass way back in the 1980s, man. Hello everyone and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this week of episodes. It is going to be a little bit different. We're doing something different this week. It's a little bit of a palate cleanser for all the music we listen to. We're going to do something a little different. So it's like a little dish of sherbet that you're going to get this week. And this week's theme is Patrick's Top 10 Classical Jams. That's right, folks. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, two each day, two little bite-sized nuggets of information on some of my favorite classical jams. Over the years, I have gotten into classical music here and there, mostly because I find it to be really interesting in the sense that one of my favorite guitar players and artist, John Fahey, was very inspired by classical music and the way classical compositions were put together. Also, another big influence in the rock world was the writer, singer, guitarist Graham Downes of the New Zealand Flying Nun band, the Verlaines. He incorporated classical themes and he listened to classical music a lot. And over the years, I found it very easy to get classical records because they're very cheap at the record store. You go into the used record section and you can find box sets of classical albums for like $2 or $3. And you can find all these recordings. And I just started sticking my toe in. I started reading a little bit, started getting some recommendations from people who knew a lot more about classical music than I do, and just kind of got into it. And so I want to share a little bit of what I learned with you and hope you find it interesting and maybe find something that can be a change of pace for you when you listen to music and, you know, give your ears something else to feast on. That's always a good thing. And I think it opens up your mind when you listen to this classical music stuff. So I got 10 jams, roughly in order that I like, and I'm going to put them out there for you today. Number 10 and number 9. So let's get started without further ado. Patrick's number 10 classical jam is an LP called The Goldberg Variations, recorded by Glenn Gould. G-L-E-N-N-G-O-U-L-D. These are, they were composed by Johann Sebastian Bach, and it's a musical work for keyboard that consists of an aria followed by 30 variations. It was first published in 1741, and it's known for its intimate structure and technical demands on the performer. Now, the one that I'm talking about by Glenn Gould was recorded in the year 1955. When the LP was released, the work was considered by a lot of classical music experts to be outside a standard piano repertoire. It had only been recorded a couple times, either on small labels or some recordings that remain unreleased. The work was considered esoteric and technically demanding, as I said, and it required awkward hand crossing at times when played on a piano. When originally designed, I believe this piece, this work would be played on two different keyboards on a harpsichord. So it wasn't as difficult, you know, on a harpsichord as it was on a piano. Glenn Gould was a fairly unknown in classical circles at the time. The recordings were made in 1955 at Columbia Records' 30th Street Studio in Manhattan over 4 days between June 10th and June 16th. The Goldberg Variations, when released the next year, became Columbia's best-selling classical album and earned Gold an international reputation. He was just 22 years old and possessed already of strange habits. Now, as a side note, if you want to take some time and read about someone who had a very fascinating and interesting life, read about Glenn Gould. Just no words, really, other than that. Just go read about him. He had strange habits. For example, he would soak his hands and arms in very hot water, as hot as he could possibly stand, for 20 minutes before he played. And one of the most notable things about the variations that Gold recorded is their speed. His 1955 recording, this album, is 38 minutes and 34 seconds long. That's another thing I love about it. It's very digestible. Others are at least 20 minutes longer. So pretty much every other recording was 20 more minutes. Some of that had to do with the fact that Gold didn't play the repeats that were in the original Bach compositions, but he just played it at an amazing speed. And that makes it fascinating to me, too. So why don't we hear a little something now from the Goldberg Variations as recorded by Glenn Gould in the year 1955. A lot of the tracks here are under a minute. Some are right at a minute, closing Area di Capo. So why don't we hear a little bit of that one, and you can get another flavor for what this beautiful, beautiful record is like. It's number 10 on Patrick's Classical Jams. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. That is Glenn Gould. I just love that record. Just love it. Love it. Next on the number 9 classical jam, Patrick's Classical Jams, number 9, I'm choosing the Bartok String Quartets. These are 6 string quartets written by Béla Bartók. He was born in March of 1881 and passed in September of 1945. He was a Hungarian composer, pianist, and ethnomusicologist. He is considered one of the most important composers of the 20th century. Him and Franz Liszt are regarded as Hungary's greatest composers. Now, the interesting thing about the string quartets of Bartók is that it wasn't written, composed in one burst. They span his entire career as a composer. The first quartet was completed in 1909 when he was just 27 years old, and the sixth one premiered just 4 years before his death in 1939. And the interesting thing about Bartók, and this is how I kind of got into him, I was reading somewhere that, you know, he was influenced by the singing of peasants and the music that was taking place in the countryside of Eastern Europe. So he wasn't just a composer. He was one of the first and greatest ethnomusicologists. He journeyed throughout the countryside of Eastern Europe. He would transcribe folk music of the villages he encountered. When the technology got there, he actually took a gramophone and was able to record some of these things. And the melodies that he came up with in these string quartets were very different from the proper, quote unquote, classical music. And they fired him up and they, you know, they got him inspired to write these string quartets, which are, you know, kind of different from everything else. And this part I find fascinating, too. Before Bartok, string music, when it was recorded, mostly used two different techniques. One, bowing, you know, using the bow on the strings, and two, plucking, called pizzicato. While he wasn't the first to use other techniques, these techniques, different from those two techniques, permeate his work in a way not seen before in music. The musicians, he asked them to beat the strings with the wood of the bow, slide along the strings in glissande, play over the fingerboard or the bridge, strum the strings of the violin like a guitar or whatever stringed instrument, and really uniquely pluck the string so strongly that it rebounds against the fingerboard with a snap. So Bartok was doing like snap bass way back in the 1900s, man. And that technique is so identified with these quartets that, you know, it kind of permeates it. So you ask yourself, well, where can I hear these quartets? Well, there's a lot of places you can do so. One of the ones I like is a recording by the Heath Quartet, H-E-A-T-H Quartet. It's entitled Bartok, the Complete String Quartets. And they're really slamming. And it's a great intro to this kind of music, and I'm going to play a little bit now from number 4 string quartet, Allegretto Pizzicato, by the Heath Quartet. Right. Check it out. Check it out. Good stuff right there from the Bartok, Béla Bartok. He did other things. He had symphonies and a couple operas here and there, but it's really his string quartets that light my fire. And that's why I chose it. Number 9 on Patrick's Top 10 Classical Jams. We're counting it down all week, folks. Get excited. Get out your little round glasses and your powdered wig, and I don't know what that means, and join in to some of this stuff, and I hope you're going to like it. But we'll go out with a little more from the Heath Quartet doing a Bartok, one of the Bartok string quartets. We're going to go with string quartet number 3 right now. We'll hear a little bit of that, and we will talk to you guys with numbers 8 and 7 tomorrow on Patrick's Top 10 Classical Jams Week. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Give your ears something else to feast on.